It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30, bringing you interviews and information regarding local nonprofit events and city and county services from Aspen to Rifle. Once again, it's Gabe from the KMTS Morning Show, along with Tammy Word and Julie Garside from Inspire Aspen Foundation. You remember 2-3 months ago, we talked about Aspen Rocks, this local talent show where some young people got the opportunity to record in Mad Dog Studios on Snowmass Creek, which, by the way, is where we are today. And currently, like, right now, I think in Studio A, are they recording right now? Or they have been anyway, right?
They have been this whole week. We had the winners of our student Aspen Rocks come out this last few weeks and do recordings and work with Mark Meeker, our studio engineer. And they had a blast and they're so talented and we're so excited to have them.
That's awesome. Tell me, and I know we've got an event coming up tomorrow as well, which we'll talk about obviously. Tell me again about the winners of the contest.
The winners of the contest of the student Aspen Rocks were Kendall Vivanco. She is 14 from Two Rivers School. Right. And second place was Gracie Feinberg. She is 14 from Aspen. And third place was Dante Clark, from 13, from the Snowmass area. So they all performed an original song and took home the prizes.
That's so cool. And now they get to record that song. If you're not familiar, Mad Dog Studio is the studio on Snowmass Creek. It was originally owned by Jimmy Buffett and then Glenn Frey.
That's correct.
Is that right? Yeah. And so Julie actually purchased the property from Glenn Frey shortly before his unfortunate, untimely death back in 2016. And over the course of the years, your original plan was to actually take out the studios, right, Julie? And somebody talked you out of it, said, you know, there's a lot of history here. You might want to rethink that.
Well, originally, the studios were just kind of like a little bonus thing on the property. I wasn't sure what to do with them. But the more we heard about the history, the more we just realized we had to continue the legacy and just pay it forward and see what we could do.
And so that's how Inspire Aspen Foundation happened, is you wanted to try and bring awareness to the studio, obviously, but at the same time give people access who might not have access to a professional recording studio. So I know it, you know, you think of, oh, if anybody's read jacket labels, you know, like Sunset Sound in LA or the Record Plant in New York, and Mad Dog Studios is a professional recording studio just like any of those. You completely modernized it over the last few years, so it's, here's that buzzword, all digital and all of that. And those three students that you just mentioned, again, they were recording their original song here, which, do you know, Julie, what they intended? I mean, are they going to shop it around to record labels? Is it more of just an experience thing to say, hey, I have a professionally produced single? Or I guess it would depend on the individual students.
Yeah, well, it's a opportunity for them to learn how the process is, what happens, work with a professional engineer, producer, kind of evolve their songs. And who knows? I know they'll each get their songs played on the radio, which is exciting. Right. And it's also a stepping stone to the future for them. And, yeah, it's just fun to watch them learn about the process, about the mics, about, you know, singing into a microphone, the board, what Mark does as an engineer.
They're all really excited because they all really want to pursue music, those three.
Right.
And actually, I think all the finalists are pretty excited about pursuing music. But these three kids are, you know, they're in it. They love it. And the more they, you know, spend time out here, I think they're even more motivated and encouraged to pursue what they're very talented at.
You mentioned Mark Meeker. He's actually from Nashville, where he has worked in professional studio settings. And so he's quite fantastic as well.
He's great. He worked with Rascal Flatts for over 10
That's
years.
Right.
He's
right.
He's designed studios for Keith Urban, for, you know, Bella Fleck, for like countless amazing musicians. So we're extremely lucky to have Mark out here. And we have a world-class studio that was built by one of the top designers in, you know, ever. So it's, you know, musicians come out of all levels, from our student musicians to, you know, A-list musicians, and are like, wow, the sound in here is fantastic. Mm-hmm. So we're very fortunate and blessed to have a space like this.
So let's move on now to tomorrow night, Wheeler Opera House. You call it Aspen Rocks Summer Edition. Basically, same procedure, same talent show as the previous one. Was that in April?
It was in April. Yeah. And it's similar, but it's a little bit different, because this talent show or Aspen Rocks, you know, kind of American Idol type competition will be 16 years old. People, you know, musicians who are 16 years old and over. And it will benefit next year's student Aspen Rocks. So we're excited about that. So proceeds from tickets and from what money that we raised for this event will go to our student Aspen Rocks.
Awesome. Okay.
And Inspire Aspen to
so
support that.
I'm not sure if I finished the thought earlier when we were talking about the whole idea of the Inspire Aspen Foundation is to provide everyone, musicians, with access to a professional world-class studio. And so you kind of break that out into the student edition, which we talked about last time back in April, and now the more American Idol edition, if you will, for everyone else.
Definitely.
And I want to say you've got some world-class judges as well that will be helping out tomorrow night.
Yes, we do. Yeah, Inspire Aspen is really, you know, we believe music is transformative, and we want to we're providing opportunities for performances and education, mentorships, workshops. So, yes, Aspen Rocks is one of those performance opportunities. I mean, some people maybe once in a lifetime to perform at the Wheeler.
Yeah, we have some really great judges too. So we have Josefina Mendez, who's an amazing, very talented and unique jazz musician. And we have Tyler Dial, who is actually in from Nashville. He has some good Aspen roots, but he's been in Nashville and was signed by Virgin Music, which is very exciting. And our third judge
is Jackson Emmer. He's local, extremely talented. We're very excited to have him as well.
He's a singer-songwriter. And they will all actually get to perform. Each of them will perform a song so we can introduce the judges. And we'll also have one of our student winners perform a song as well before we go into our finalists for this event.
Oh, that's awesome. So it is very much so like American Idol.
Yes. That's our local version of American
Idol. That's great. That is so much fun. Now, folks can find more information on the website. And I know you're active on social media as well. So just search Facebook for Inspire Aspen Foundation. And the website is inspireaspenfoundation.org.
That's correct.
Correct. And tickets can be purchased at aspenshowtix.com.
Or at the Wheeler Opera House.
And how much are tickets?
They're $30 for adults and $20 for students.
All right. And again, money that's raised tomorrow night will benefit the next show. So the student showcase, if you will, the student competition. You know, I didn't ask time.
Time is doors open at 6:30 and we'll start at 7:00.
Okay. Again, tickets are $30 for adults and $20 for students. Do people get a break buying tickets in advance, or is it just one price across the board?
It is one price across the board.
Okay. And you can get those at the Wheeler box office or AspenShowTix.com. So the typical Wheeler website, I guess, yes. If you will. Most events, I think, they go through that website. Again, it's kind of an American Idol format. The contestants are 16 and over. And similar to American Idol, you already had tryouts. You already had auditions for tomorrow night's actual performances for the finals. And so how did that go? How many folks came out?
Oh, we were just thrilled and so excited about the response. We got 40 submissions.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Am I wrong? That's more than you had for the students.
Correct. Yeah. Yes. So we had a great response. So it's super exciting.
And they were all very talented. We had a really hard time. Our selection committee had a really hard time narrowing down.
Yes.
Unbelievable. So much talent in our little valley.
Are you trying to be as objective as possible about it? I mean, do you have a form that you fill out as they're performing? And so different categories that you rate them on?
Yes. Kind of okay. There's a judging criteria. Yes.
And we have the musicians that help us out are, you know, in doing this are
professional.
Very, you know, they're professionals. One's in Nashville. We've someone from Texas. We have a good group of people who are listening from a very objective angle.
Well, and a knowledgeable angle too.
Yes,
it
correct.
Sounds like. So, how many will actually be performing on the stage of the Wheeler tomorrow night?
Six different groups. Some solos, some bands. So we actually the finalists. We have 8th Street Collective, which is a band, Aspen-based band. We have Kevin Danzig, who's a solo act from Vail. And we have Southside Highway, which is a band from Grand Junction area. Who else? Madeline Miller, who's solo from Newcastle. And we have Dylan Stars. He's a solo local guy from Carbondale. And Peach Street Revival, who's a band from Grand Junction area. So really, we had people submitting from all over Colorado, which was pretty exciting. We had Denver people.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Well, I imagine once word gets out that you can record in Glenn Fry's studio, that probably might encourage people to check it out as well, right?
A little inspiration there. Right?
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
Well, in the Wheeler, too, you know, performing there. I think that's a treat, too.
It is. They're great partners. We're really excited to have this at the Wheeler Opera House because it's such part of music culture in Aspen, and that's what we really want to promote and be a part of.
Well, and it does kind of come full circle as well because, I mean, Glenn Fry certainly performed at the Wheeler back in the day, back in the 80s. I think
Absolutely.
He actually did several shows there. I'm pretty sure the Eagles played there at least once or twice when I was a kid.
Oh, my gosh. And Buffett?
That would be great.
Definitely.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yep, absolutely. And in some way, you get to continue those traditions, which has got to feel pretty good, I would think.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah.
You know, we didn't again, by the way, if you want to learn more about the organization or about how to buy tickets, it's inspireaspenfoundation.org. And as I mentioned before, the Facebook page is really pretty active as well. We never followed up we did talk about the students that, again, were actually recording in the studio last week. But we didn't kind of do a debrief, if you will, on the student competition. It sounds like obviously you're happy with your three winners from the student competition. Everything else go well? Did you learn anything that will advise you, for instance, tomorrow night?
Well, that's a good question. The student competition just went so well. We were so excited with the response and how talented and how well all the students did.
They were so
performing. It was unbelievable.
And they were so cute together.
Yeah.
Like they were encouraging each other backstage.
Were they really?
Rooting each other on. None of them went back to the green room during the performances. They all stood right there, and when someone would come off, they'd give them high fives and hugs and oh. tell them how great they did. Like, you know, and we had from 13 to 18, right? So we had right. a lot of kids from, you know, different age groups and different schools, and they were fantastic.
And most of them were meeting each other for the first time. So right from the beginning, they had this camaraderie going, and it was just – and then the community, we just were – thrilled at how many people showed up from the community and just enjoyed it, and everybody just – it was just
– we were overwhelmed with it. The response was great. And they were like, wow, this is such an Aspen – you know, an Aspen Valley thing, and it's such a community thing. And that's what we wanted to create, and we were just super excited with how – you know, how much everyone who came enjoyed it and participated, and no one wanted to leave.
And even the runners up, we're so excited that they left being inspired by the three who won and not defeated, you know. So it was inspiring for everyone, really. And even the little kids in the audience afterwards coming up to us just wanting to enter the competition, and that they were inspired, and that was super cool.
It sounds like it really got the ball rolling for you.
It did. And two of the contestants who, you know, that did not win or have come out. One will be playing out here next week, and one's come out to record as well because she was so excited about learning more and performing better. Someone in the audience was so excited about one of the students and actually donated just for that student to come record, which was really, really amazing.
No kidding. Oh, that is so sweet.
Yeah, so they got a scholarship to come and record.
That's fantastic. Yeah. That's, you know, as you talk about this, I recall the stories about, I hate using this term, the old days in Aspen and what a community it was, and the sense of community, you know, hearing people that grew up in Aspen and, you know, still involved in theater and music to this day. And it seems like maybe things drifted a little away from that sense of community. And as you're describing that student competition, it sounds to me like it's really not that far away.
We don't think it's that far away. It's nice to have a new influx of people and residents and what have you. And we want them to understand what Aspen's all about, what our valley's all about, what our community and our, you know, just love for this place and all the things, you know, historically that we've had. But also we want to bring that, you know, up to date, current, and grow it, you know, into the future.
Spoken like a true seasoned real estate professional. That was really beautiful. No, it's really, I mean, you talk about inspiring. I mean, this is inspiring me. It's, you know, there are still good people in the world everywhere, and they want to help kids out and do good things for other people. It's really great. Yes. Do you have the kids that did not win the competition in April, will they be able to compete at the next competition as well, assuming they are still in school?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So they can continue to come back.
Correct.
And you actually, Julie, kind of hit on another subject I wanted to talk about, and that is specifically the studio. And we'll talk about that in the final segment again. Come on out and support these local acts. Again, 16 years and older, tomorrow night at the Wheeler Opera House. Doors at – I know I wrote this
6:30.
Down. Thank you. Doors at 6:30 and the show starts at 7.
7, yes.
And again, $30 for adults, $20 for kids. And the money that's raised will go toward the next student competition at the Wheeler. Do you have dates yet?
We do not, but we will soon. Okay. We'll let you know.
Like fall, winter, spring?
Be probably early spring next year. Probably a little earlier than we had this one, this past year. So.
Great. So they have time to work with their music teacher to really get their chops down.
Yes. Definitely. Yes.
And we're talking about original songs as well, so they can, you know, really hone in on the lyrics and the music and all that.
Absolutely.
In addition to the three judges, which is kind of cool. You know, it's one thing to say, well, I'm an expert in this field. It's another to actually demonstrate why you're an expert. And so that's very cool. And that's actually how you're starting the night, right? Is
that's
with
correct.
The performance from the judges.
Yes. Yeah. It'll be a great way to introduce them and give a little, you know, insight into their music and
and they get to perform at the Wheeler too.
Yeah.
Right, yeah, exactly. Which I'm sure was it made it a little easier to convince them to help you out, right?
Everybody's been great to help out and be judges. And
yeah, just, super generous.
That's awesome. Again, six artists, some individuals, some bands, all a little bit different, and all original music, right? Because the whole point of this is to be able to record in Mad Dog Studios.
Correct. Correct. Yes. All original songs. Yes.
Very cool.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, absolutely. When you auditioned everybody last week, was there a wow factor for any of them? And don't give anything away, obviously, because we don't want to taint any judges that might be listening. But were there performances that either one of you or a discussion like, oh, wow, this could actually be a big deal?
There's some wow factor. Yes, there's definitely, you know, I mean, again, we were really amazed at the just
response.
The response and the talent that we received. And there's wow factor beyond the six finalists. I will even say that. Because we had so many really.
Yeah. Was it tough narrowing it down?
Absolutely.
Extremely. Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's a great testament to the level of talent, you know, that exists in this area. You know, I've never lived in a big city, so I couldn't tell you how it compares. But there's just always been so much talent in this area. And, you know, we can't start naming names because it'll just go on forever. But
it's true.
Including, of course, you know, Glenn Fry, who was the previous owner of Mad Dog Studios. It was an interesting conversation we had last time when I came up. We're talking about when the studios were named, when they came up with that Mad Dog name. Was before the internet, obviously, and so you couldn't just do a Google search to see if anybody else had chosen the same thing. That's actually Joe Cocker had a studio in Crawford where he lived when he passed, and he called it Mad Dog Studios too because, of course, you know, Mad Dog was kind of his nickname, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And they may have known. They may not have known. Nobody knows this story
exactly.
It was
at the same period of time.
It was really right about the same time, yeah.
Interesting. So it could have been – one or the other first and the other one just as a little jab. Not that there's any competition or competitive nature, you know, among musicians.
Right.
But it is interesting, you know, I mean, relatively close geographically.
Definitely.
To have two businesses, if you will, or, you know, named the same thing. But there again, it is Colorado. How many Lookout Mountains do we have in Colorado?
Right.
I know.
Good call.
Obviously, one in Glenwood, one in Denver, and I think there's at least six in other places in the state, too, that
nice.
Maybe a little lesser known. So talking about – we're going to step aside from the nonprofit here for a minute. Again, Inspire Aspen Foundation is a nonprofit. On the website, you can actually – there's a donate button if you want to donate to help support what they do to help these local people, students and everyone else, get a chance to record in a professional recording studio, again, with that Nashville engineer.
Absolutely.
Mark Meeker, who is fantastic. I got to meet him last time. He's a great guy, very knowledgeable, which you would expect working with the likes of Keith Urban and Rascal Flatts and so on and so forth. For any aspiring musicians who may be listening right now and are interested in recording in a professional studio space, you know, in this day and age, the home studio is and has been for 30, 40 years. Obviously, technology has made it a little more practical to actually do that. But there's something about the atmosphere of walking into Studio A and just feeling the history, and I guess I'm getting a little ethereal here, but it is different. And so for anyone that's listening right now, you are, as a business, again, this is the for-profit aspect that we're talking about here, but I can do whatever I want. if anybody wants to, it's just maddogstudios.com, right?
It's maddogranchandstudios.com.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mad Dog Ranch and Studios.
Incredible recording space with, we call it, well, Mark calls it the rocket ship because it is state-of-the-art recording gear. The space itself is extraordinary. The sound's amazing. And yes, you can record, which is fun. It's fun to put stuff down and be creative and what have you at home. And it's also a whole like levels and levels above to come into a professional space.
It's also set in an unbelievable setting, which is I'd call it a creative sanctuary.
Absolutely. Yeah,
we're literally, what are we, maybe 30 feet away from Snowmass Creek?
Yes.
Right now?
Yes. Maybe closer.
And, you know, it's exactly what you would imagine some professional songwriter, you know, I can imagine Diane Warren sitting out there on the at the picnic table where the you ladies were when I got here today, looking for inspiration, you know.
Songwriters love it out here, and we do. We also do, yeah, we do songwriting workshops and production workshops. Mark just finished mentoring a young man who is in audio production for, you know, 8 to 10 weeks, and that's phenomenal. We do a lot of other just creative music related avenues for, you know, out here with Inspire and at Mad Dog. So we're just open to, you know, helping the creative community and music community out.
It's kind of hand in hand.
Yes, it
really
is.
The two go together, and that's really the way that you developed Inspire Aspen, was, you know, to help people get access to the studio specifically.
Absolutely.
Which is again, people that are not interested in music, you know, may not be as excited about it as I am. But for those of you, you know, musicians or involved in music in any way, it's quite a special place. You can, here I go again, feel the history.
Yeah, you can, right?
It is magic. Yeah. It's true.
It's just.
And by the way, if you're in the market for an antique, they're trying to sell Glenn Frey's old piano too.
Which is that's an 1885 Bluthner.
Okay.
Which
so
is
it
amazing.
It has real ebony and ivory.
It does. Yeah. It's a beautiful piece, and it was Jimmy Buffett and Glenn Frey's both, and it's the Bluthner is the piano that the Beatles played on very often. You'll see it in a lot
of video.
Let It Be. Uh-huh. That exactly is on a Bluthner. They played it. They had it in a lot of songs.
I'll be darned.
It's a great piece of work over there.
That's yeah, it is beautiful. Anyway, and there's contact information on the website. Again, maddogranchandstudios.com. Again, that's the commercial part of it, if you will. Back to the nonprofit, the Inspire Aspen Foundation. Again, Aspen Rocks Summer Edition tomorrow night at the Wheeler. Get your tickets at aspenshowtix.com. In person, you can just stop by the Wheeler box office as well. And of course, the proceeds from this event will fund the next student event sometime next spring. And in addition to those ticket prices, which are helping to fund the next fundraiser, you also have some sponsors too.
Yes, we have really great sponsors. The Wheeler Opera House, who we're always very excited to partner with. D'Angelico, who
guitars.
Has guitars, who always donates various music pieces, guitars, amps, what have you, for these competitions. In fact, our student winners all received headphones, guitars,
an
amp,
acoustic guitar. Yeah. The first and second place got that goodness. As well as the recording.
That's awesome.
Pretty exciting.
That's great.
Aspen Bikes, High Society, Obermeyer, Radio Board Shop. We've got a lot of really great partners in our pockets for this, and we're very happy to have them.
Again, that website is inspireaspenfoundation.org. And again, Aspen Rocks Summer Edition at the Wheeler tomorrow night. Anything else we haven't touched on yet?
Will we see you there?
Of course.
Fantastic. Inspire Aspen Foundation, changing lives one note at a time.
Love it. One more time, inspireaspenfoundation.org. And you can find them on Facebook as well if you want to get in touch there or just check out what's going on from time to time.
Instagram, TikTok, YouTube.
Awesome. You're all over the socials. Talk to you soon, ladies. Thanks again. It's a pleasure.
Thank you
so much. We appreciate you.
You've been listening to KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. It's another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen.